Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul, which hosts Vincent Sandee. I'm so glad to be here. I welcome you all. Let me give you right away the numbers that you can call if you want to have a session with me or just share ideas and thoughts. Is 877-876-5227 for USA, and this is toll-free. Let me say it again. 877-876-5227 for US and Canada. 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and the direct line from everywhere you are in the world. You can call this phone number, just 530-876-3222. And, of course, you have to dial the international code 001. Welcome, Bangkok, midnight here, and welcome, Los Angeles, 9 o'clock in the morning. I mean, our whole range of a day, it's amazing. Very happy to start the day for somebody or finish it for somebody else. And today's topic is meditation and healing. And I'm sort of keeping it further from the last one, from the radio show number seven, episode seven, where I talked about the Kriya Yoga meditation, the Hong Sao technique, the first technique that Yogananda used to teach for his disciples of Kriya Yoga. But it's a technique that now is widely available to everyone. So I shared it with you last time. And it is on my website, www.joycelestial.com. Let me say it again very slowly, www.joycelestial.com. You can go there and open up your free account, and so you can have access to the free material section that will expand in time. I'm going to put a guided meditation of the Hong Sao technique over there, and also new articles and new things. Sometimes we put a download. Some other times we put another document. So please, just keep on. Open your free account. It's free, and I'm very happy to have you there. And, of course, you can write me emails at livejoy@joycelestial.org. This is my email, and you can write me and ask questions. I'd be happy to reply to you as much as I can. I'm very grateful and for all those people, to all those people who wrote me, and thank you. And I would like to point out right away one important thing in today's topic. We talk about healing, and some people think that they can skip what it is that they have to face in this life. Well, in this life, we are called to face our reality for what it is, to accept it and be grateful for what we already have. We cannot skip our challenges, because somebody has to do the job, you see. But how we deal with them is what makes a real difference. And this is what spirituality is about, to approach life in its broader terms from a place of true understanding and compassion. Healing is not related only to common ailments, but it is about restoring a beautiful and harmonious balance in your life. So true healing comes when we rest as a whole, harmoniously, with the flow of life. The first step to healing for, in my opinion, of course we are going to share a lot of healing techniques now today in this show. I'm going to guide you through some techniques taken from a book, The Golden Jewel, and a Soulmate Connection book. But the first step to healing is forgiveness. It is important to understand the need of forgiveness in order to break old vicious cycles repeating. If there is something that has been going on in your life, then at some point it starts to stagnate. There's a block creating there, and forgiveness breaks that cycle. Because, why do you have to forgive? Because relationships are one of the most important things in this life. They are, a Brazilian master used to say that I met once in India, he said, and I agree with him, he said, relationships are the university of life. Therefore, whatever it is, you know, there is this flow of energy that flows from us to other people. And when there are contrasts and things are not going as we expect, let's say, then there is something going on, something within us. We keep it within ourselves. There's a cycle that starts repeating itself, and it keeps on repeating on default until at some point it creates a vicious vortex there that does not allow the flow of energy to flow freely and effortlessly. Okay? and obviously here we're dealing with a spiritual approach to healing, but what I'm saying is we need to free the flow of energy so that we can come back harmoniously as a whole in our true power, in our true awareness, vibrant. And forgiveness has the power to break that cycle in your life so that you can create new ones from a place of compassion. Cycles that are healthy on many levels, not just on a physical level, not just on a mental level, but also on the emotional and on the spiritual. And before going to bed, this is my suggestion, forgive everyone and ask forgiveness for anything you might have done, even to people that you don't know, that you have not seen or you don't remember. Doesn't matter. You will get there and mean it. Spend a few minutes with this practice. I have given a technique for forgiveness in the Soulmate Connection episode. I don't remember now which number was, but download it and practice that. And I would be happy to share it again with all the people who would write me, asking me specifically for that technique. I will send it to you. It is about turning to all the four directions, like north, starting from the east, then going north, then west, and then south, asking for forgiveness to anyone you might have harmed. Every time you turn. And then repeat the process. But this time, forgiving anyone who might have harmed you. And you can also do that mentally when you're sitting in your meditative posture or just in a relaxed posture. And healing can happen at different levels. We might be looking for physical healing, emotional healing, or psychological healing, karmic healing, which is the freedom to have freedom from the effects of our past actions that generate our present condition, either good or bad. But when we want karmic healing, it's obviously because we created a condition that is not so good. We want to get rid of that bad condition. So we ask for karmic healing because we feel trapped in the effects of those past actions. Or it can even be spiritual healing, which is about the removal of spiritual ignorance so that we can see the truth. So we have five main kinds of healing. Physical, emotional, psychological, karmic, and spiritual. All kinds of healing have to do with restoring balance of the universal life force in all our system. All those forms of healing, all those forms of energy, they just come back to the same old one, universal life force. Okay? What is life force? Life force is a universal substance. It permeates everything, and it is a power that is always available. It is the intelligence, it is the substance out of which the universe is made. For it is intelligence in itself, and it works in cooperation with the laws of creation. And humans, human beings, have the power to direct it through the power of through willpower and clear intention. Okay? Life force, energy, prana. Life energy or life force is what Hindus call prana or other cultures call ki. It flows throughout all our system, giving us all that we require to keep on living. Life force is what really keeps you alive. I mean, if you would die and somebody would give you some food, you would not come back to life because the life force has already left you. And it is quite interesting to notice the life energy doesn't disappear when a part of the body is amputated. This is quite a nice thing because great masters and great clairvoyants, they can see the light of the spirit, the aura, and have seen that if, for example, a hand has been amputated, the hand had still present in its, was still present there in its life force, okay? Even though it was not present physically. And at a young age, we are able even to rebuild our bodies since the life force is still present. And there it is perfect. It is in its perfect state. When I was younger, I once noticed that one of the fingers of my father's hand was a little strange. This is my personal experience with that. And then I asked him, I said, why do you have this finger a little different from the others? And then he said, when I was 13 years old, so not so small, you know, was 13 years old, this part of the finger was amputated by a slamming door. But then it rebuilt itself in time. You know, the finger, the part of the finger was totally missing. To rebuild a finger, that means that, let's say, the cells and all the tissues of the body have to follow a path, okay? And what is that path coming from? From the life force that is intelligent, and that was present over there, already still in its perfect state. You see, the life force was there and never went away. But when we grow older, anyway, we start losing faith in so-called miracles. And obviously, since life force follows our deepest intentions, we might lose our ability to heal. If you would become a master of your life force, you could die at will and come back to life at any moment. Some yogis have been able to do so. Some great saints have been able to eliminate totally food from their diet and sustain their bodies only with life force and water. But let me say that to achieve this level, this is a warning, because some people just say, okay, I'm going to be a monster now and I'm going to eat anymore. But to achieve this level, one should realize that it's fully made of energy, for real. You should realize that as a truth, okay? You cannot just think about it. You cannot just will or wish that could be like that. Many people try not to eat. And what they do? They lose weight and then they die. So don't do stupid things. I mean, just be grounded with your feet on the floor, 1 foot on the floor, with your heart in the sky, with your heart open to God. I mean, healing techniques are not a substitution to your normal way of physical healing, but are of great help for sure, because you are connecting with what is the true source of healing, with the worldly tools of healing. You're connecting these two things. I mean, you're putting them together, okay? You cannot ignore what the world is telling you about your needs. You have to respect your body. So some spiritual people, let's say, wait to heal spiritually. Just wait while doing nothing, only to get worse. So by doing so, they don't even have enough concentration to do what they have to do. Some of them even have a mission. They seem to have a mission. And then what happens is they don't do it because they don't have enough power to do anything, because they don't want to heal themselves in the proper way. But if their consciousness is still attached to the body at some level, then they cannot ignore it. Okay? You cannot ignore your body. You have to use both techniques of healing, let's say, the worldly one and the spiritual one. There's a story about Yogananda used to say, because there was a man that said, no, I don't exist. I am beyond this reality. Everything is a dream, which is can be true, but you have to realize it, okay? You have to realize it. You cannot say it until you're there. Then his wife took a very hot stick and hit his skin, and then he shouted, and then he said, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm proving you that you're real. And then he got really angry, but she proved her point, okay? And, you know, you cannot just get worse by thinking that you're spiritual. You have to heal yourself in both ways. By doing so, the spiritual people, let's say, they don't even have concentration to do what they have to do, because the symptoms or whatever it is that they have will not allow them to do what they are supposed to do. So one should use both the physical way in the healing and the spiritual way, uniting earth and heaven. There's a reason why we're here. Making healing complete at all levels. Paramahansa Yogananda, this great Indian master that I so admire, because he brought yoga to a level where people could actually practice it and do it, practice its principles in modern life, had a simple test to find if you could forget about your body totally or still had a duty towards your body. He would ask, if someone cuts your arm off, could you put it back into place by your willpower? If the answer is no, then you have to take care of your body with physical cures that your doctor suggests, as well as integrating the more spiritual aspect of healing, creating a complete health plan for you. Now, if he would be able to direct life energy as we would want to, we could bring into reality anything with which just by willing. Development of willpower is fundamental when we talk about healing, okay? Willpower. So what is healing? Healing, as I understand it, is bringing back to the appropriate balance the flow of life force. Sometimes our energy flow is blocked, and we need to gently unblock it so that it can flow easily and effortlessly. And when the flow of life force is blocked, it means that it doesn't flow easily, therefore creating disease. Disease. Through healing techniques, we are restoring the flow of energy to balance so that it can flow easily. And let's think about what is the cause of disease then. But I think that what I just said just gave you an answer as well. But as the word says, what is the cause of disease is not being at ease. Healing is needed so that your energy flow can be at ease once more, can flow freely through your body, through all your system, and fill you with energy. This comes from those aspects of yourself that are not at ease with nature and the flow of life. In this way, we can say you're breaking a law of nature, since you're not in harmony with it, and that means that you're against it somehow. And we should learn to be united with life flow and therefore eliminate disease at its root. The starting point, as usual, is attitude. The right attitude to bring us in tune with the natural and divine flow of life will help a healthy life to come about. Our thoughts, emotions, perceptions are stored, as I mentioned before, as vortexes of energy in our energetic system. It is what the Hindus call rikis, vortexes of energies. And when they are not in tune with the flow, they create a block of the flow, you see? And the energy doesn't flow easily and create disease. The body being a symbol of the cosmos, man being a blueprint of the universal forces, and not living independently from the universe, but being a blueprint of it, tells us a great deal of what kind of attitude we must modify in order to recreate a balanced flow of energy. Organs in your body are expressions of universal centers of consciousness. In fact, let me tell you that Sufis, mystical, the mystical side of the Islamic culture, let's say, relate to physical organs and do certain spiritual practices around them so that they can reawaken the divine energy be within them. So organs in your body as well, I'm not saying that they are all portals for the divine, but they are expressions of universal centers of consciousness. If you have a disease in a certain part of the body, you should ask yourself, what is the function of that organ that serves your system as a whole? Before related, not just in, don't think of that organ just as sick or ill in itself. Think of the function that that organ serves your system as a whole. Okay? Therefore, relate to the role, that role, let that role into your life as you live it and bring changes into that. Right attitude. See also if there are certain expressions that people use in relation to that organ and see if they relate to you. It is important to make this analysis individually, since the body-mind-consciousness connection is totally individual, even though it can be similar at many levels with a more collective consciousness, for example. But we all know that the heart is about love, for example, acceptance, tolerance, and compassion. Therefore, it does not surprise me that a heart attack may come after a strong moment of anger, when the heart channels contract consistently. So another cause of disease is karma. Your system is always looking for balancing your forces to a point of stillness, where everything that is due has already been given in order to rest in perfect awareness. Before your karma, the actions you have done in the past that create an imbalance are rebalancing themselves. But one should not accept that karma as an inevitable course, but should try to find ways to burn that karma quickly. In other words, if I see that the roof is falling down, I should not stay there saying, this is my karma, but I should try to move away as soon as possible. Healing techniques can help you just do that. And in order to be able to receive healing, one has to be receptive. And we're going to talk about soul receptivity, but I want to give you the numbers again. USA toll free 877-876-5227. Toll free for US 877-876-5227. Or for US and Canada 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Or the direct line. You can call the direct line from wherever you are in the world. Dialing first the international code 001-530-876-3222. And we were talking about soul receptivity. Can you imagine yourself being in a class, any kind of class, but keeping on thinking about something else? How could you be receptive to what is being given to you? Attunement with the life force is of the highest importance. Also, attunement with the sense of what healing might bring you. That is really important. You have to attune yourself to that source so that you can be receptive when the source comes. You have to be just awake enough so that that source, you can recognize that energy coming in and fill your body, fill your system with everything. And if you can read about the testimonies of all the people who have been miraculously healed, then you will start gradually to attune yourself to that healing power behind their experience in order to receive one needs to want to receive, or even better, one must be willing to receive. If someone gives you a gift, but you say, no, thank you, how can you expect the gift to be yours? In matters of healing, one needs first of all to believe that healing is possible, since in God's hands, nothing is impossible. Even though it has not yet been discovered a cure for cancer, many people seem to have healed miraculously. It is worth trying to get in tune with this healing force and understand how it has operated in other people's lives so that you can be in tune with that force too. Because you will be introduced to the channel by listening to the experience of other people. Knowing how it has worked for others will give you enough faith to try it out yourself. And even if you could not be healed from your disease, it is better to die with the state of mind that the healing is in process than with desperation. Since if you believe in reincarnation, the point, exactly the point where you pass out, pass away, is the point when you start again, next life. But this can be seen in a symbolical way too. If you finish your day in sadness, you will start the next day in sadness. But if you finish with joy, you will start the next day in joy. Even if the life force is there already, ready to heal you, but you refuse the healing because you don't believe it, then you can't expect to be healed. Again, if someone tells you he loves you but you can't believe it, how much would you be able to live in that love? Jesus was once walking in a crowd, and many people were surely touching him, since wherever he went, he attracted crowds of people who were looking for miracles. But at some point he stopped and turned his head towards a woman. Something came out of him because that woman touched him. But how many people were touching him? Probably many. But that woman was a receptive soul and could attract Jesus' energy into her because she believed in that power. She was receptive. In order to be receptive, one has to clear his divine antenna. In order to be receptive, the life force flowing through him and attune himself to the universal healing station and listen and feel and sense that station with a clear sound. So where are we taking this life force from? Well, the answer here is easy. Well, you take it from a superconscious force. You must rely upon the fact that you need intercession. Because you need life energy to stay alive, you see. This energy is coming from the source. You need an intercession with the source. If you can't connect with the source directly, well, that's great. But sometimes you need something that you can relate to directly, personally, so that it can intercede for you with the source. And even if you would become one with God yourself, you would realize that all energy is His. Even to keep on living in this world, you need the intercession of the intelligent life force which comes directly from God. And when your life force is blocked in your system, then you need to rely on the intercession of who is in tune with the omnipowerful life force. You can relate to the superconscious force because you can relate to it in a personal way and explain your needs. And since service is at the base of all enlightened beings, it is a great honor for them to help you in that healing. This superconscious force can be Christ, Buddha, and a self-realized master, or even the power of God expressed in its purest form in creation, which we can refer to as the Divine Mother. The Divine Mother is the feminine aspect of God. We can say that all in creation is the feminine side of the Father. The Father is the perfect stillness beyond creation, the immutable, out of which everything is made. Well, the Divine Mother is Him in creation. It is the creative principle manifested. Paramahansa Yogananda said that the Divine Mother has all the qualities of the perfect mother. When his mother died, he was relatively young, and he had a very difficult time as a consequence. But once he was one with God again, he found that the Divine Mother is earthly mother, and more. He also recognized that it was the Divine Mother that operated through her earthly mother all the time. That affection, that attention and love he was looking for was coming from the Divine Mother. During his healing prayers, Yogananda called upon the Divine Mother as he found in the Divine Mother a sure way to get the miracle needed, since when asked with love, she could not deny what his beloved child was asking. In Christianity, we can find the aspect of the Divine Mother through Mother Mary. Many people go to the Lourdes and to ask for healing. It's this miraculous place in France. And we know that Mother Mary is who people are devoted to when asking for healings. Because she is the compassionate side of God. Someone whom we can relate to. And let me give you the phone numbers again. 877-876-5227 for U.S. Toll-free. And toll-free for Canada, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, 530-876-3222. You can also go to the main page of the website. You will find these numbers over there in case I tell them too quickly. Or you can go to my website, www.joycelestium.org. And joycelestium.com, sorry. And then you can find information about the radio station, about what I do, about sessions. You can book a session with me. You can join in the free material section. You can write me an email. And I am very happy when people write me. And I'm very happy to see that many people have found useful these episodes as well. So now let's talk a little bit more about healing. Before we, in order to prepare the body in your system to be a conduit of energy, No, you have to clear your pranic antenna. In order to do that, you have to ground your energy first. And that means to be awake and fully present with your energy under control. Then you have to increase the intake of life force in your body. You need to be relaxed and energized at the same time. And this is easily done through a very simple technique that we're going to do right away. Okay? So, first of all, breathe out. Let all the breath, let all the air go out. And breathe in deeply as you tense all the muscles in your body. And then vibrate all your body and all your muscles while holding your breath. And then breathe out, relaxing. And let's do that again very quickly. When your body is completely tensed, then you have to vibrate and increase the tension gradually. First low, medium, and then high tension. So breathe in, low, medium, and high tensions, and hold your breath and start vibrating with your whole body and feel the energy spreading all over every part of your body. And now exhale through the mouth, relaxing all your body parts while decreasing the tension gradually, high, medium, and low. Let's do this another time. Breathe in, low, medium, and high tensions, and hold the breath and vibrate with all your body and still feel the energy spreading all everywhere. And then breathe out gently, gradually decreasing the tension, high, medium, and low, with your mouth, and exhale with your mouth. The expansion for this technique is also to bring more energy, not just into your body, but also you can expand it to the emotional bodies, to the mind body. Okay, so for example, you breathe in and you hold the breath vibrating with your body and then you relax. Then the next time you breathe in and hold the breath and vibrate, you feel that energy expand into your emotional body. And then, before releasing all the tensions there and then relaxing and letting go. Relax and let go. And then breathe in again. And feel this time the energies you vibrate expanding from your body to your emotional body, to your ideal body, your mind body. And then relax gradually. Tension high, medium, low as you exhale with the mouth. And pay particular attention to the exhalation, that relaxation. This is a very nice grounding technique that you can do at any time. You feel a little bit spaced out. You can ground yourself with this technique, relax, and energize. Now, I want to talk about a healing technique, yogic healing technique. This is a technique that Yogananda used to teach to his students. And it's a beautiful technique. I'm going to guide you through this technique, and I explained in my book, The Golden Jewel. So this technique includes prayer, visualization, and the use of your hands. So visualize who you want to heal at the point between the eyebrows, which is your center of consciousness that relates to higher wisdom and joy. And it's also the center of willpower. There you can visualize something and bring it into reality. Move energy from there. Bend energy from there. So imagine the person that you want to heal at the point between the eyebrows, pervaded with divine light. And then offer a prayer to God. And Yogananda used to refer to the Divine Mother and said, Divine Mother, you are omnipresent. You are in, and then he would say the name of the person. Manifest thy healing presence in the inner body, mind, and soul. Then rub your hands around 20 times, yeah, until you feel the warmth pervading your palms and fingers, and then place your hands in front of you, palms directed forward, as you would send energy out from them to the person you wish to heal, and sing Om 3 times while visualizing the person filled with healing light at the point between the eyebrows, and remain silent and continue to send healing energy antidepressant for as long as you feel it necessary. So let's do this technique together once more. Let's focus gently our mind at the point between the eyebrows, closing your eyes. Focus the person you want to heal, you want to send healing energy to. It can even be a situation, but just send healing energy to a person for now. And visualize him already merged with the light of God. And then let's pray. Divine Mother, Thou art omnipresent. Thou art in this person. Say the name of the person. Manifest Thy healing presence in that body, mind, and soul. And let's rub our hands 20 times, 16 to 20 times, until you feel your palms energized and warm. And then bring your palms facing forward and chant Om 3 times. Om, Om, Om. And continue to visualize this person filled with the light of God, perfect, energized, healthy, in the condition, in the good condition that you wanted, that you're praying for. It is really important to understand that this life force is intelligence, in its pure state. It is intelligent. It knows its job. Let it do its job. As I said before, it is unaware. It is awareness. It is intelligence. It knows where to go. Sometimes we might not know exactly where the true healing is needed. We might have a feeling, or you might have an idea. But ultimately, there are certainly things that should be considered and that we're not aware of. But the life force has already been serving its purpose for quite a long time before we decided to use healing techniques. And now we are just cooperating with it. And when there is a block in the energy flow, that causes disease, be it emotional, mental, physical, we need to understand that that is because of our not living in tune with the natural flow of life. It has been our responsibilities. And we are living now the effect of our choices. But these effects need to be a curse, since the universal intelligence is happy to bring things into balance once again. But it needs our cooperation. It needs someone who gives up his time in order to accelerate the balance. And during healing practices, I usually see myself as somebody who prepares himself for the life force to flow. And then, after I stated my intention, I seem just to be waiting. It is like there are two entities, let's say, doing the healing. One is me giving up my time in order for the healing to happen. And then the other one is the superconscious force that is directing its intelligence wherever it is supposed to go. If I am aware of the details, then I will cooperate with life force in that direction as well. Because if I'm aware, it means that I need to know. And therefore, I apply that knowing into practice. But if I am not aware of what kind of healing is needed, really, I rely totally on the highest intelligence to do the rest. When you're doing healing, it is important to know, to have a clear sense of what you want in order to replace the old with the new. And this is what I call clarity of energy. In other words, even if you don't know exactly what kind of healing is needed, you definitely know that you want to replace a negativity with something positive. And if you want to replace a state of sadness, then you must be clear that it is joy that which you want back, and stay present, not in the wanting, but in the having. Okay? Now, in the last session, in the last episode, I explained the Hong Sok technique, which is a very easy technique. It is about observing the breath as it flows in and out while keeping your attention focused upon between the eyebrows. And as you do that technique, you just keep on observing the breath and think Hong as the breath comes in and Saw as the breath goes out. And you don't try to control the breath. You just observe it coming in and out on its own accord. But this simple healing technique can also be used. The simple meditation technique can also be used for healing. And I would like to guide you through that and to make you understand how you can do that. So just relax, keeping your spine straight and your muscles relaxed, chin parallel to the floor, opening your chest up to the sky. And now just think to open the mouth of God. The mouth of God is located at the junction of the neck with the skull in the back of the head. At the middle of, it is the medulla oblongata. And imagine a real mouth opening at that point. Or you may visualize a ring of light expanding. As you do this, relax your throat and breathe in. Feel the energy running down your spine. Breathe in and out several times and feel your body filled with universal force, always more. As you continue, the energy expands up to your brain and all around you. And now you're in touch with a part of yourself that you're usually not aware of. Be respectful and loving toward who you are. It is very important at this point to remember and to try to keep the mouth of God open as well as the throat open so the free energy can flow through you. Free energy can flow through you easily. This is a little trick that I discovered in time. And let's keep on doing our practice now. Gently think of the kind of energy you need to attract to you so that you can fill yourself with it. It could be love, joy, enthusiasm, peace, or any other of the 8 aspects of God. Try to be clear about what you want to replace with this new positive energy. For example, you may want to replace sadness with joy. And if you want to change a negative emotional state, it is good to choose the opposite positive. But most important, replace the negative with something that inspires you. Okay, so as you breathe in, you feel that joy coming in. And as you breathe out, you feel this joy expanding, replacing all the negative states that you're having at that moment. Now, what I'd like to refer to is the St. Francis prayer, the simple St. Francis prayer. It is a miraculous prayer technique that can be used for healing as well. And now, we're going to just do that. And I want to read you this prayer first. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, I may bring love. Where there is injury, I may bring forgiveness. Where there is discord, I may bring harmony. Where there is doubt, I may bring faith. Where there is error, I may bring truth. And where there is despair, I may bring hope. Where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Where there is darkness, I may bring light. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be comforted as to comfort, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is by giving the one receives. It is by forgiving, the one is forgiven. It is by dying, the one awakens to eternal life. This prayer is miraculous. Every time I prayed this prayer, I found that miracles happen. The heart opens, and what is beautiful is that this prayer has been used for by many people from all over the world, and it has had its effect. Now, when I use this prayer for healing, my focus is always on the positive. I focus on love when I think to replace hatred with love, and I focus on harmony when I think to replace discord, and so on. You see, the opposite is already there in this prayer. I can send you this prayer if you want. Just send me an email, and I will send that prayer too. Or, for example, most people are caught up in darkness. They feel like darkness surrounds them. And then they have to think about bringing light into their lives. What is beautiful here is that we try to give to others first so that we can be healed ourselves. And let's move on with other techniques. First, let me give you the numbers again, just in case you want to call. And the numbers are 877-876-5227 for U.S. or for U.S. and Canada, toll-free 888-876-3222. This is the direct line. And for Canada, it's 888-815-9756. Sorry, I'm just wondering if we might have some technical problems at this point. That's why you see me sometimes looking around and my voice is a little strange, because we might have some technical problems. Is everything okay? Okay, I will just keep on doing the class and sharing the techniques with you in case everything would be all right. But anyway, on my book, The Golden Jewel, I also suggest other techniques that are beautiful. And some of the most beautiful techniques that I want to share with you are taken from a chapter called Further Steps to Expansion, which is also given for free there on my website. So you can go there and just read this article and practice the techniques on your own. And let me guide you with the techniques. The first technique is about uniting your hearts with all the hearts of the world. So, after the main practice of the Hong Sao technique, then you can remain seated, and focus on your heart and penetrate to its center until you can clearly perceive its essence and nature. Go down there right now, deep into your heart. Then feel that your heart is at one with all hearts, the same essence. Feel that essence and transfer that essence to the hearts of all people. Deep into this more and more until you perceive that all your feelings, your essence, your struggles and your joy are at one with all hearts everywhere. This is one of my favorite techniques. It will make you feel so connected with everyone. And then we can expand the heart to the mind. So this technique is similar to the heart center technique, and here I'm reading from my book. But this time, the focus is on your mind. So remain seated again. Relax, breathe in deeply and breathe out. But this time, the focus is on your mind. Maybe you want to bring your attention inside your head if you need the physical location, but do it gently. Of course, we're not focusing on the physical matter of our head or on the tissues, but on the consciousness held in our minds. Thinking the mind as if it is looking at itself can be helpful. Perceive the essence of your mind and expand this perception until you feel that your mind is united with all minds. Go deep into your mind, perceiving its essence, and expand this perception until you feel that your mind is united with all minds. And continue to do this until you feel that your mind is not just one with all minds, but also with the mind and intelligence of the universe, the greater mind, which includes all beings and everything in creation. After you've perceived this unity now in your heart and mind, Then we can proceed to the next meditation. And this meditation is called Equanimity of Heart and Mind. This is the third step. So let's stay there. Now we're going through that process. Let's stay there. By having experienced that the same heart and the same mind is in everyone, now bring your attention to a person you love. Feel your heart and mind are the same as his in its essence, or hers. Then transfer your attention to someone you hate. This is quite a heavy word, or, you know, just you have had problems with, and feel again your hearts and minds as the same. See that there is no difference. The same consciousness, the same God is present in both of you. If this is still difficult to do, then bring back the person you love and merge yourself into the nice feeling which is present in that relationship. Then let go of the person you love and transfer the same love to the other one. And repeat this process many times until you feel that all hearts and minds are equally blissful and filled with love. See God in everyone and continue to expand your consciousness in your everyday life. See, these are meditation at this point for spiritual, emotional, and mental healing. And they also affect our bodies as well. Now, of course, consciousness can be expanded in many ways. But a very good technique to expand your consciousness also is to get in tune with subtle realities, with subtle powers of God and acting in your life. Okay? So, for example, when you walk during the day, notice everything which is permeated with light. And it can be the sun itself or its reflection on any surface. It can also be any other kind of light. Look at it for a few seconds, but don't look directly at the sun. Then close your eyes and visualize that light at the point between the eyebrows. If it's difficult to locate it there, then just close your eyes and feel yourself permeated with that light. Get in touch with its essence and start seeing light as naturally present all around and in you. And another technique is to be healed by the natural sounds of nature. Start listening to the sounds around you. What naturally comes up, try to see the forces, listen and feel and sense the forces of nature behind everything that is happening, everything that you're hearing. And now feel and sense the subtle resonances of that sound. And once you get in tune with that, imagine that the pure essence of the sounds is resonating with all your system, which is now a powerful crystal. Imagine yourself as a powerful crystal, pure crystal, that is receiving a healing sound from the universe, from all the sounds that are available everywhere around you. And feel this healing happening always more and more. Thank you for listening for today's show. I hope you are going to tune in for the next one and go to my website, www.joycelestial.com. I'll be waiting for your emails and open your free account that will give you access to your free material. And thank you for tuning in, Awareness of the Soul, with your host, Vincent Sandi. And I'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Hey, thanks for listening to Stories Untold on BBS. And you can visit my website at cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. You can purchase a copy there or write a review. And stay tuned for my next album project, That's Just Hollywood, coming out in June. I'll be sure Doug has a copy for BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Allison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Allison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Hey, this is Vinny James, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Antonia Love, psychic amateur and metaphysical teacher. Welcome to BBSRadio.com. If you're looking for high thought, all original programs, even the music we play, always original, always here on BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is futurist Gordon Michael Scallion, and you're listening to BBS
Radio.
.com.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
Listen to Between Two Worlds with Derek White, Sky Cloud, psychic medium and paranormal investigator, in beautiful Vancouver, BC, Canada, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 p.m. Central Time, covering topics from alternative health, paranormal, to live readings with Derek. Call in to get your questions answered. That's Tuesday nights. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.